procrastinating against my own situation.
I don't know. You're still lighting up other lives anyway. It's not all bad at all anyway. It's still good.
No, it's a part of me, actually, ironically.
Yeah.
His situation, for instance, he's one of these people who adapts better than me. See, like I was trying to say, it's like I missed having my stepdaughter and my old lady and paying the bills and stuff like that. I kind of actually appreciate it more in its absence than I did in its...
Isn't it strange?
It's ironic, oxymoronic, if you will, that I don't
I had a wonderful lover, a wonderful man, just incredible.
And you lost him.
And he died in 93. He may not be dead, I don't know. He could have disappeared, went underground. But there's still hope. But...
From the HIV?
No, Vietnam veteran.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he shot himself in front of the wall in D.C. and survived. I threw out and stood by
his
side.
Oh, we talked about this now, yeah.
But the thing is... I'm still growing with him. It's like I'm still learning from my relationship, still growing with it. It has never ended, really. And it almost feels like...
So, in a way, ironically, what you're talking about, I haven't seen her for going to be 11 months now. There's certain... someone said to me earlier, so well, Casey told me, says, it motivates your psyche.
11 months is a short time.
But,
relative to how long you bear grief towards a serious breakup or death.
In other words, you think I should be through the woods by now?
No. It can go on for up to 6 years. It depends on all different things, your personality, other things that happen, and so forth.
The trueness of my love for her, how's that for a big thing?
Yeah, well...
When this man... Okay, was this the big love of your life? That was the one, wasn't it?
Yeah. I never regret the moment, no matter how, even the horrible tragic part.
You never regret it, but on the other hand, don't you feel almost like a permanent disability to be able to...
A piece of meat was grabbed right out and taken.
Yeah, right out of your jaw.
You have to learn to live with that, like learn to live with cancer or something.
Yeah.
And in your situation, you're not dealing with the mourning of someone who died, you're dealing with the separation. It's
right.
Different. With the mourning of someone who died, you know that they want you to be happy and live the rest of your life happy. They don't want you to be miserable. So, this is what he left me, the responsibility to mature and to learn from that and to be joyful, because I never regret meeting him. I mean, how many people have this chance in their own life for God to bring them your soulmate? I mean, that's quite an astounding thing.
Oh, you called me your soulmate.
It was very magical.
Oh, I gotta get up with my back so I can cry.
I should too.